Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your
As a matter of obsession, bring us back. That's our anthem. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, still got to try. Small business owners, that's you. That's the reason why you inspire me and why so many people think so highly of you, small business owners. You're the heroes of the marketplace because you do it or die. Welcome back to 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame, and one of your greatest admirers, somebody else who thinks a lot of you, is our good friend John Fox. John's here. John's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, retired tax attorney, retired tax professor at Mount Holyoke College, author of two important books on the income tax for America, and our good friend John. Thanks again for being here. We talked about income tax in the last segment, the comparison of the two candidates. Now I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about Medicare and Social Security. So tell us what you got on your mind.
Well, the reason that I think it's so important, I've been going into high schools now and giving them talks about the income tax, and I'm about to give a talk on Social Security and Medicare to these young people. And it's a real generational issue because when they get to the ripe old age of 67, which will be their retirement date for Social Security. And
possibly, as of right now anyway.
Yeah, you know.
By the time they get to be 40, it might be 70.
You know,
and probably needs to be.
Well, here's the data that under the Social Security Trust Fund, it will be exhausted by 2034, according to the estimates, mid-range estimates. And if the Social Security Trust Fund is exhausted, it means that benefits under Part A, particularly the hospitalization nursing home, will be cut by about 25%. And for most Americans, I mean, 60% of Americans get half their, of the elderly, get half of their income from Social Security. So that's devastating. Yeah. Medicare, by 2028, the Medicare Trust Fund is gone. And that means that Medicare benefits will be cut by...
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you brought up the term trust fund.
Yes.
Is that assuming... and I don't know about the Medicare Trust Fund. I only know a little bit about the Social Security Trust Fund. When we talk about trust funds, is that based on the number of the money that's been put in there, or is that based on what's there after the Congress raided it?
No. Yeah. Well, it's sort of both. Both.
Because we know that Congress has stolen. Trillions of dollars from the Social Security Trust Fund and left IOUs like they have the money to pay it back.
Well, they have been paying it back. Let me.
But they're paying it back with our money. We're having to earn that money twice.
Oh, yeah. No,
They don't have a job. Congress doesn't have income. They don't make money. They spend our money.
Well, what happens is that the Social Security Trust Fund receives all of the Social Security taxes that come in, as well as any income tax on Social Security. And then that money is loaned out, and mainly it's just loaned out to the government. So it's true, but those are real notes, and those are repaid every year.
But John, where do they pay the money? The money they pay it back with, where does that come from? It's ours.
From our income taxes.
So we're having to pay it twice.
So, but I think the crucial issue here is that they have been paying it, But because there are two demographic issues occurring. One is that the workforce per beneficiary is shrinking and shrinking. You know, originally with Social Security, there were 16 workers per one beneficiary.
Right.
Today it's about 2.5. In 20 years, it'll be 2.1 or so.
To 1, 2.5 to 1. So if
we're living longer.
If you've got two children, then the two of them are paying for you. Are going to be paying for you, and somebody else is too going to be paying for your spouse.
Yeah, and what we, I mean, I'm 78, so I've been getting these benefits. My father lived till 99. I've never paid in adequately. I would say, Jim, you haven't either, that we've all paid in, mm-hmm. but we haven't paid in adequately to support the benefits we're getting. And that's a hard thing for Americans to realize, because they have paid in a fair amount. But our benefits exceed what we should be getting based upon actual...
Well, and there's a demographic challenge coming at us, John.
Demographic, because the baby boomers are all beginning to retire.
Well, and the millennials now are going to take care of us.
Yeah, and
the millennials are not having babies like we did their parents did. Who's going to take care of them?
Where do we go wrong?
I know it. There is a demographic train wreck coming across the globe.
Yes.
because we're not making
it's
babies
true.
Like we were. In a lot of cultures, a lot of societies, a lot of countries, I'm talking after you and I are gone, John. But this is coming.
Yeah. No. Let me just suggest under Donald Trump's approach, he doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want to add taxes. Doesn't want to reduce benefits. He doesn't want to change anything. He says, the strong economy, if I'm president, will take care
right.
of it. Right. And we have no history of supporting that. The actuarial studies don't support that. Clinton approaches it to some extent. She says that, there's a cap on Social Security taxes, not on Medicare, but Social Security taxes are assessed up to $118,500 of income. She says, as students of Social Security say, it used to be that you pay taxes on 90% of all wages. And if
yeah.
you did that today, you would gradually raise the top cap up to something like $250,000. Not overnight,
but again, that's more tax increases. Don't discount the marketplace solving this. One of my mentors said a long time ago to me, sales cures most ills.
But I
believe
so. Let me come back to one.
I'm gonna let you rebut that after these messages. JohnOFox.com, right, John?
Right.
JohnOFox.com. Check it out. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.